Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good day, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Deep, Daily Encounter Enrichment Podcast. I'm Lawrence Barreto and you're listening to Freedom Fridays. This is the first day of the year, and as we start, I would like to invite you into a prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, as this year starts, we offer you this very day our prayer, and in solidarity, we glorify and praise your most holy name. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to journey in you. We pray that may we be drawn more and be drawn deeper in you, in our understanding, and that we may lead our lives and our hearts to you. This we ask in the name of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel reading today is taken from the book of St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 16 to 21. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph, and the infant lying in the manger. And seeing, they understood of the word that had been spoken to them concerning this child. And all that heard wondered, and at those things that were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these words, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And after 8 days were accomplished that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The gospel of our salvation. We praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. We honor and love her for being the vessel in which salvation has come into this world, where love and mercy flowed. God loves us so much, brothers and sisters. Today is also the beginning of the year. We are all called to be vessels of God's love to our families and community. In spite of all the hardship we have all faced from the previous year, we could be certain that God is with us and has led us to this very point of our lives. We can relate this to our reading for today. The shepherds came into the location which the angel had told them. They were informed and led by the message, and at the end of the short journey, they have confirmed that this thing truly came into fruition. The Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary is born. We have been given the message of God's love through our entire lives, to find in the end that it is Jesus that waits for us. The Lord allowed the symbolism of the manger, the shepherd, and the setting to which these events take into course of in history to remind us that the Lord is for us, and that we are able to be near Him, to bear Him, to be in His very presence. Let us feel His presence in our lives, how things have been orchestrated to take place, and for us to be in the exact place where we are right now. The Lord is with us, and He is in our hearts. The Lord loves you, my dear brothers and sisters. Let us rejoice for His goodness. In closing, let us continue in praising the Lord in this prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty and eternal Father, we thank you for the unfathomable love you have given us. You have sent your Son to be with us, and that we may see your face and marvel upon your love through him. Grant us, Lord, that we may draw in our hearts to you, and that all the days of our lives we may have a relationship so pure that we see our hearts in you. This we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Thank you, dear friends, for joining us in today's podcast. We pray that may you find this a personal and daily encounter of God's love for us. We honor and thank each and every one of you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. We wish you a happy and a healthy new year to all. This has been Brother Lawrence Barredo for Freedom Fridays. May we always be in the freedom that Jesus brings for the world. God bless.